Hello everyone, GM, and welcome to a special episode of the Bankless Africa podcast. My name is Think Decade, and I'm joined by a very good friend and a contributor at Bankless Africa today, who goes by the name The Digital Guy. And we are here to bring you exciting news. So what's up, The Digital Guy? Welcome to the Bankless Africa podcast.
GM, sir, I'm good.
So like I indicated, we have exciting news pertaining the Boom Bust Build podcast, which is a new show that we are introducing to the world, introducing to crypto natives, introducing to everyone who is interested in crypto. And the digital guy here is going to be one of the hosts that brings the show to life. But before we do that, we would love to know more about the digital guy. So over to you, the digital guy.
Hey, GM crypto folks, GM friends, exciting to be here and super pumped to host the Boom Bust Build podcast. Like Think already said, my name is Digital Guy. And a quick story, I made my inroads into this space somewhere in 2017. And I'm very much excited about hosting conversations, and I'm looking forward to multiple conversations you're going to host and help build the narrative around the Web3 and the crypto space in Africa. Over to you, Think.
Well, thank you very much. And actually, I'm very, very excited to listen to upcoming episodes and how you are going to create value and create conversation and dive into projects. And so in case you are wondering, the Boom Bust Build podcast is a podcast that we are dedicating to builders in this space. And we realize that one of the things that sometimes happens is that builders that create value and move the ecosystem or the crypto space forward, sometimes it's very difficult for them to have media coverage, especially in parts like Africa. We have a lot of builders who are in this space, who are building protocols, or some have projects, but sometimes it's very difficult for them to have the sort of media coverage that other builders have in other parts of the world. So Boom Bust Build is going to change that. And so that's why we are really excited about this show. Digital Guy, do you have anything to share? Expectations?
Well, contribution expectations, I'm just excited to learn about what people are building. I mean, people who are actively engaged in the space, what they are building, how they are looking towards contributing to the value system being created for the entire ecosystem in the Web3 space. And that's one of the key things I'm excited about. And my expectation is that I want to see how Africans are being positioned within even the space to contribute value and bring value to the African people, as well as impacting the world in general. I think it's an exciting time to be alive. It's an exciting time to capture this narrative and share them with the world. And so much privilege to be doing this on behalf of Bankless Africa.
Absolutely. I think I agree with you 100%. And time and time again, we've seen that, you know, from the high of the bull market to the low of the bear market, where, you know, constantly a lot of things changes and there are a lot of narratives, etc. And there are a lot of sentiments, right, that comes. But through all of this, yes, there is something that always remains constant, and that is the builders. You know, builders are always building, creating new technologies, you know, launching innovative projects, and driving change within the crypto ecosystem. And so I'm also, like you said, the digital guy, I'm really excited that Boom Bust Build is going to take listeners behind the scenes with the builders and projects that are shaping the future of crypto. And I could even extend this to say that these people are folks that are actually shaping the future of Africa, because crypto, we believe strongly that crypto is a core part of Africa's future. And so it's going to be really, really exciting to hear from industry leaders, developers, and visionaries about the awesome work that they are doing, the challenges that they are facing, and then their hopes for the future and whatever they are building. So this is going to be like, you are going to get latest developments, you are going to get latest trends, you are going to get latest insights into the building space of crypto in Africa, and for those also building for Africa. And so whether you are a newbie or a crypto veteran, I think Boom Bust Build is going to have something for everyone. So strap in and get ready for a very, very exciting journey into the world of crypto and blockchain projects and builders.
Well, I'm looking towards the projects that will be coming up on the show. I can think of a few which we're going to do a lot of deep dives on, maybe even a few experience supports, ensuring the audience know how to navigate their ways around some of this project. You know, my key takeaway or my key insight to this is that we are going to be enlightening Africans about the future and the possibility of the space, and what they can look out for with what the builders are making, which is which makes me super pumped. I was just thinking about this. I'm like, if I would describe Boom Bust Build in about 5 words, what would that look like to me? And like, exciting is one, inspiring is two, intriguing is three, like insightful is four, and for the fifth one, experiential. Like, I'm super pumped because of the experiences we'll be gathering along this journey. And I mean, for me, I think those 5 words actually do it to me. I would like to know your thoughts on that thing.
Yeah, I would make it a statement rather than like five individual words. But yeah, I think I love the words. Mine would be build something valuable with crypto, right? It's like the overarching theme, and also a message that this show would be giving or presenting to the world. That if you're a listener of this show and you hear all of the awesome things, awesome projects that people are building and coming on the show to explain, it's a way that I want to send a message to you that wherever you are in Africa, you can build something really valuable with crypto that can shape the future of Africa. So I guess the 5 words for me would be build something valuable with crypto. Ooh, that was five. Nice.
That's interesting. I like how you put into a statement. It sounds like an action word. It sounds like something that propels people to take an action or do something that brings change. And that is super, super inspiring to even begin with, and that is the insight we're trying to gain on this show. One beautiful thing is that we are going to be hosting a plethora of folks who are building and making change happen. So there is no limit to what information you can have access to on this show. I mean, it's going to wow your brains, because we're going to be bringing you the best, scintillating, exciting, the most unheard, you know, to your doorstep, just ensuring that all of these projects have the visibility they require. And that's another thing that we don't do a lot in Africa. We need to be able to tell our stories and, you know, inspire change within ourselves and to the world. So the world can also know what we are doing, not just sit behind our decks building stuff no one knows about. I like to say that whatever is being shared on this platform is not financial advice. Go do your own research. And like Think already mentioned, we spoke about the essence of the Boom Bust Build podcast, why we are looking at talking about builders, and some of the key expectations to have on this show. Any last words before we wrap it up? Think?
Yeah, I like that you made it very clear that none of what we share here is financial advice or a solicitation to invest in any of the projects. It's purely for informational purposes. a quick call to action would be, if you are out there and you are building a project, a crypto project in Africa or for Africa, feel free to reach out to us. Maglers Africa is a very, very open community. Reach out to us via any of our social media handles. It could be Twitter, Telegram, LinkedIn, Gmail. If you want to come on the podcast, we would bring you here and we would dissect your project. So that is my last word. But we've got another interesting announcement, sir. Digital guy.
Yes, we do have an interesting announcement. And the Web3 Accra conference is happening on the 23rd, 24th, if I'm not mistaken. And let's just quickly talk about that before we zone off the call. This conference is actually one of which I'm super always pumped about. One happened last year, and we saw the amount of traction it gained, especially within the local ecosystem, like bringing people who are active developers, active builders, who are active within the engagement in the Web3 space or the crypto space. And it's super, super exciting because these are where we get to learn. I'm sure we're all always behind our computers, you know, making some changes and things happen behind the scenes. But where we physically get to connect and try to build more collaboration so we can effect much more positive change. And I'm super pumped about that. I think you want to share key notes and insights about the Web3 Accra event coming up?
Absolutely. So this is a very exciting conference, and it's packed. You know, it's packed and it has a lot going for it. It is going to be showcasing all of the stuff, the latest trends happening in Web3 or crypto. And so everything from what NFTs to DAOs to L1s, L2s, you know, there's metaverse. The conference is going to touch on a lot of things. And the core theme for this year's conference is the network state. And if you are in Ghana, or if something that you can make it, I would highly encourage you to attend. The concept of the network state have garnered a lot of attention recently. I think Afropolitan is a key partner of the conference, and I think there is going to be a lot of people from the Afropolitan project representing, and they are going to share ideas on what they are building. And the network state is basically, you know, it's like transitioning the world into or the physical world or physical government, etc., into a digital nation or a digital country, etc. And so it's going to talk about like how Africans can transition into Web3 and how like the various verticals can transform the continent economically and in terms of infrastructure. So I said crypto, of course, is a huge part of Africa's future. And such conferences brings together, or this conference is going to bring together, a lot of builders, a lot of visionaries, a lot of enthusiasts, a lot of educators, and I'm pretty sure there will even be potentially non-crypto stakeholders, like even politicians or financial folks who would come and benefit from the conference in terms of gaining knowledge and gaining insight into everything happening in the space and the potential application of the various technologies of crypto or blockchain. So I'm really, really excited. And just to clarify or emphasize on the date, so it's actually next week, Thursday and Friday, and that is 23rd and 24th of February. So mark your calendars. If you can make it, I highly recommend you to attend. Keep your eye on our social media handles. Maglers Africa will be covering the events. And so that is the alpha for the day.
Yes, exciting news. We look forward to seeing how many people would be at the event. We're looking forward to interacting, like Pink said. If you are actively building anything within the Web3 space, you can freely reach out to us via social media channels. Also, if you know anyone building and they ought to be out there, freely tag us to reach out to them. We will more than gladly do that. Thank you very much, guys. Really exciting. I'm really excited, rather, and super much privileged to be your host on this show. And looking forward to seeing you on much more episodes to come. Think, over to you, sir.
Hey, stay safe out there. Take care of yourself. Make sure you always do your research. And until next time, be relentless.
Awesome. Thank you so much.